thing I posted on Instagram are these pictures that earlier this year, in January, something happened that changed kind of my perspective on 9/11. I got to experience Ground Zero for the first time. I'd never visited Ground Zero until this year. And it's kind of hard to put into words the mix of emotions that I felt while I was there. The site itself is beautiful and somber at the same time. There was this profound just silence. But in that silence, there was a volume of unspoken emotion. And you could feel it in the air. And it was shared by everyone there as we kind of stood around the site of one of the darkest days in our nation's history. So as I walked around the remembrance wells, partially frozen from the cold, I was just struck by the nearly 3,000 names that were engraved into the panels surrounding the memorial. The names that represent lives that were lost, families that were shattered, dreams that were cut short. And I just really couldn't help but think of the loved ones that were left behind and how so many lives were changed forever that day. And I know we all remember where we were on 9/11. And for me, I was a senior at Wheeling High School, and I was trying to find a TV to really understand what was happening. And like so many, I was glued to the screen, feeling that sense of disbelief and helplessness. And then in just past January, standing at Ground Zero in 2024, the weight of that moment hit me in a whole new way. I was standing there where history shifted, where lives were lost, but also where resilience began. So today we honor those lives, we remember those heroes, the victims, the families, and everyone who was impacted by that tragedy. It's more than just a memory. It's a commitment to never forget and carry those stories with us forever. If you want to see the pictures that I posted from that day of my experience at Ground Zero, they're on our Instagram right now, US99 Chicago. Thank you for letting me tell that story.